Congratulations. You survived. I can tell because you're here. You survived the pandemic so far. I mean, not to make light of those who we have lost, because indeed many have been lost, but we have survived. And there is good in that, to give thanks to God for the fact that we can say we've made it through a global pandemic. Jesus, for his part, is encountering 10 people who are suffering from a very deadly disease, leprosy, that it takes people down and really ruins their lives as they slowly deteriorate. And he is only thanked by one who returns to him, and that one was a Samaritan. Apparently, Samaritans and Jews get along just fine when they have leprosy. But once they're clean, then the Jews go about their way and the one Samaritan returns to give thanks. It reminds me, in a sense, of the first 2 weeks of COVID, when we were all really kind of doing what we were supposed to do and hoping that it would take care of everything that we were in it together, as it were. Didn't take long, though, for politics to get in the way and all of the other chaos that took place, and it became divisive. It reminds me also, going back further still, of the couple of weeks after 9/11. There was great camaraderie in our nation, even after those tragic events, but it didn't take long for divisiveness to set in once more. Seems that community is built upon difficulty and tragedy, and we see that in today's gospel, that there is this little community. These 10 lepers are in it together. They're supporting one another, and they are crying out together, looking for God's work in their lives. They are all cleansed, they're all clean, they're all healed. What that is entails, that they are healed. The priest of that time would look them over to verify that indeed the disease has left them, and so that's why they're sent to the priest to have their healing confirmed. And only one returns. It's, in a sense, kind of what we as a church are dealing with after the pandemic, or at this point in that progress, is the reality that there's so much to give thanks for, having survived a global pandemic, and yet not all return to give thanks to God. It isn't meant to be shaming, it's rather a recognition of where we're at as a society, the division that exists among us. We are called upon by God to give thanks, to return, give God that due honor for what we have experienced in our lives. And it makes me wonder if it's not the pandemic that we have to be thankful for surviving that, what might it be that you are called to give thanks for today? When I was early in recovery and going to AA meetings on a regular basis, there was a saying. There's all kinds of sayings. There's all kinds of sayings in those groups, but there's one saying in particular where when a speaker was presenting the tragedy of their life and what had happened, we were told not to say, "I haven't done that," but "I haven't done that yet. I haven't done that yet." To recognize that if we continue on the path that we had been on, we very easily could find ourselves going deeper and deeper into trouble and, the problems that come from addiction. In this sense, we all have something that we've been set free from. Imagine what your life would be like if you hadn't been set free from whatever it is. Pride or jealousy, alcohol, or some other addiction in your life, that each and every one of us can take a moment and recognize that if it wasn't for, essentially, Christ, our lives would be chaos. Our lives would be incomplete. And from that place of realization and eyes wide open, then we can come to the altar today to give thanks to God for being set free, for being here today, for being able to give worship to God. Let us together give thanks to God who desires to set us free and continues to set us free from all that holds us back, from Mother Temple.